everybody. This is Steve Dallas, and this is Golden Memories Piano Requests. And it's always good to be with you, and never know exactly who's out there with me, of course, and could be talking to one, five people, maybe thousands, who knows. But don't forget to call in. This is a request time. I've got a program ready, of course, but it always adds a lot of fun if you'll call. And that number is 888-627-6008. And it'll be great to hear from you. I'm here with Jan, my wife.
Hi.
And, she's the official co-host. She's the official co-host of my life. She has a comment about everything.
Oh, darn.
Usually they're good, you know.
And if they're not, he doesn't listen anyway.
I had an interesting experience with a sensitive counselor several years ago, and I said, I see this woman coming, you know. And I said, and I named off all the women I was dating, you know.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, she kept saying, no, it's not her, it's not her, it's not her. So then one day, Jan walked into my life. That was an interesting story, wasn't it? You probably didn't tell that.
Not on the radio.
Not on the radio. How you
got reacquainted with you, because when I was younger, in my teenage years, I was in love with you. And his father was a minister, and my aunt and uncle were ministers, and they would run what we call in the Pentecostal circles revivals. And so I was their singer, and he was his father's pianist. And I remember the first time I walked across the front of the church, I fell in love with him right then and there. I know exactly what he had on.
Yeah, you fell in love with my shirt.
No. He had on a maroon shirt and gray pants, a brown belt,
there we go.
And he had on penny brown loafers, Oxford color.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and he had his sleeves rolled up, and I thought, that's the man for me.
We used to sing together when we were 17.
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
yes, we did. And then we got reacquainted 35 years later.
She'd stand over my shoulder and belt it out. I won't say she hurt my ears. She didn't. I loved her voice. But man, here was an original Southern alto, so look out. Duck. Here comes the sound. So it was fun. Remember that sign right above the piano there? Big as day. With God, all things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. The more we learn about what happens in the spirit world, the more I believe that. My faith is growing stronger in an odd way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sometimes I feel like a reprobate. But then other times I feel like, no.
We can't go on feelings. It's by faith.
I'm getting, you know, I'm getting faith coupled with knowledge. It's like Sam Harris wrote in that book, The End of Faith. I'm not as angry as Sam, I promised. Sam is a little angry, but that's okay. His book was good. And he knows how to use words. But someday there won't be a need for faith. It'll be replaced with a knowledge that will yield the power and the all that good stuff that faith, you know, yields, miraculous healings, and, you know, whatever's needed.
I once heard a definition of faith, and it stuck with me for these, well, probably 30 years. And someone described it as, faith is like reaching out into the dark, taking hold of that which is not, and holding on to it till it becomes that which is. And I have never forgotten that. Most of the time I have to write things down, but I've used it over the years, and it has actually really helped me. Yeah.
Deepak Chopra elaborated on that idea. And you know, when you put something out there as a desire and a decree, you know, just let it rest and begin to just thank Spirit for its manifestation. And I think the mistake most people make is they put it out there, but then the next day they say, oh, man, that's too hard.
And they take it back. They put their hands on it.
You know, the universe hears it and starts, oh, I guess they don't want that. Forget that. But, well, we just keep working with our spirituality and it will be manifest completely, beautifully in time. And we know we're in the midst of a revolution right now. And it's really fun. And this radio show is part of it. How exciting is that? And Doug and Debbie and Tom, is it Tom? What's Doug's brother's name? Yeah, don't talk to him as much. But, well, we're going to start out today with a little cerebral teasing here with Mozart. A little Mozart Sonata in C. It could be the most... Oh, all right. We have a caller? How cool is that? All right, put them on.
Here it is. Hello?
Hello there.
Is Hello this, there. Steve?
Yes, this is me. Go ahead.
This is Carol Eshelman.
Carol Eshelman, how you doing?
I'm fine. I finally got to call you.
Oh, man, this is so cool. I just saw Carol about 2 weeks ago at a little party up on the lake, a little breakfast Christmas party. We had a good time. Hey, how's that sidekick of yours?
He's here, too. He made the call. I never thought I'd get through because I don't have a computer. So.
Yeah, hi, Steve. I'm on the phone, too.
Oh, hey, Don. Good to hear you guys. Hey, what can I play for you?
Do you know When I Fall in Love?
I sure do.
That's a beautiful song.
Oh, that's great, Carol. I'd be happy to play that. This is Carol and Don Eshelman, everybody, and they're prominent citizens of Canton or Maslin or somewhere. What city do you live in, Don?
Carol and Ron Eshelman.
Ronnie.
Ronnie.
Anyway.
Oh, man, I did that last time. Shame on me.
Yes, we live in Jackson Township.
Yeah, okay, Ron. Cool, man. All right. Well, this goes out to Carolyn and Ron Eshelman. And nice to hear you, and thanks a million for calling. Here it goes. I hope I don't wait till next Christmas to see you guys. Actually perform together. Go ahead.
Anyway, I just did sing.
All right.
I just wanted to hear
well,
you.
Well, thanks a lot for calling, Carol and Ron.
And wish you Happy New Year, you and your wife.
To you. Take care now.
Uh-huh,
bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye, Steve.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, at least you got your answer about whether you can sing or not.
I'm meaning to test that out and see if it could actually have a performance over the air with a remote entertainer. But evidently, that's not going to work out too well. Nah, what are you going to do? You can't have it all. I've always wanted a talk show, and I finally got it. I think that is so cool. Our number here is 888. 6276008. How about that?
Yeah, you wrote a little ditty for that.
I'm a natural jingle writer. 888-6276-008. There we go. All right. Well, I was on my way to play a little Mozart. There was a famous concert pianist that said one time, you know, when I was young, Mozart was too easy. Then when I got old, Mozart was too hard. And, man, there's a lot of wisdom in that. It's kind of frightening to play Mozart because, you know, you can hear every single note. And I'm going to ask you to get a little closer so you can turn this page.
Oh, okay, darling.
So here's the famous, here's my foolish attempt, I guess. Now that I'm old, Mozart is too hard to play. But I'm going to do it anyway. Because we've got to keep hearing this stuff, you know what I mean? Especially for our young people.
That was lovely.
Thank you. Silence this phone a little bit here. All right. Yeah. I love Mozart. Absolutely love Mozart. And I guess the quintessential genius, but there are so many geniuses in music. It's makes me feel very, very humble. So anyway. There we have it. If you haven't seen Amadeus, please see it. It's a great film. My wife and I were just talking the other day how Mozart exhibited highly spiritual characters and at the same time, what's the word I used? vulgar.
Vulgar. He was vulgar.
I don't know why those two traits are often combined into one person, but that's the way it is. So appreciate all his great music. Yeah, let's do that.
I have a very close and dear friend who's Renee, and her daughter Maddie today had her tonsils taken out. I believe Maddie's four or five, and so I wanted to tell her that I was thinking about her and praying for her, and we're going to sing a song for her. And what would it be, darling?
We're going to sing that Barney song.
Oh, want to sing Barney song? Okay.
I love you. You love me. We're all happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
Maddie, we're hoping that you get better and that it'll all be over before you know it. Get all those popsicles you can eat.
All right.
I remember my son was 5 when he got his tonsils out. It was terrible. So I'm hoping she has a better time than he did.
Yeah, I had my tonsils out too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did when I was 27, and it was horrible.
That sounds like it hurts.
It did hurt.
Here's another song. Here's it for my children friends.
Okay.
It seems to me that children are emerging as a significant focus in my
And I think my niece and nephews are listening to us.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Aaron and Joshua, Sam, Luke, Gabriel, and Sarah.
Now that's a family.
That's a beautiful family.
From the Sound of Music. Sing along with me, kids.
A female dearie, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself, for a long, long way to run. So, a needle-pulling thread.
I did too, honey. It's been years since I did mi, fa, so, la, ti, do.
After so, we forgot to do la, a note to
follow so. La.
And then comes the ti for our jam and rhythm. Mm-hmm. Let's do it again, okay?
Do, a deer, a female deer, ray, a drop of golden sod,
which we have right now.
Me, a name I call myself, for a long, long way to run. So, a needle-pulling thread, a note to follow, so, tea, a drink of jam and bread, that will bring us back to do.
Okay, don't rate me for so lucky, do, so, do.
Boy, that's a long time ago I sang that song in a musical in high school.
Right.
Sound of Music.
Let's just do another kid favorite, which I knew I was going to do.
If I Were a Rich Man?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember this song. My grandkids loved this song, and I would have the CD playing on the radio on my CD player in the car, and Steve, it was one of his CDs, and they'd say, I want to hear number 9 from Grandpa.
Number 9.
Number 9.
By
number 9.
Oh,
number.
My gosh.
Yeah.
This is from Fiddler
on the Roof.
Yeah. If I were a rich man, diddle 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 dicka dicka diddle diddle doom, all day long I'd biddy biddy boom. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Diddle 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 dicka dicka diddle diddle doom. If I were a biddy biddy rich, diddle diddle dicka dicka man, I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen. Right in the middle of the town, a fine tin roof with real wooden floors below. There would be one long staircase just going up, and one even longer coming down. geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each little quack and cluck and gobble and honk will land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say, here lives a wealthy man. Ah, but if I were a rich man, eternal plan, if I were a wealthy man.
Wow. That's a real catchy tune.
Well, would it really spoil some vast eternal plan?
I know, right, honey?
Well, if you don't play the lottery, you'll never win.
That's true.
Yeah. But I do remember when... I have fond memories of Greg Reininger singing this at a program under the auspices of Cabaret Production Company with Lois DiGiacomo Jacobson, and that was just fun. Very good, Greg. I haven't heard anybody do it like that. That's great. And of course, he is the illustrious husband of Courtney, no less illustrious, Courtney Reininger, and previously Courtney Vinyos, and such great talent. Maybe we can have them as guests sometime. All right, don't forget, the number to call is 888-627-6008. 627-6008. See, now I can actually remember.
I know,
number.
Right? I should have realized if I had to put musical notes to it, you would have remembered it.
gosh. But we are, we just had a lovely visit with Marty and
Lois.
Jacobson and Lois, yeah, at their home, doing some more planning for Cabaret Production Company. We're going to specialize in entertaining for bus tours that come through our fair city of Canton, Ohio, and did a lot of planning. It was a photo shoot, actually, for me, wasn't it?
Well, yesterday was.
Yeah,
but...
yeah, photo shoot for me and Lois and Don. You know, thanks to Don Jones for all his computer expertise, photography, and it's really got a good team there. So you keep an eye out for Cabaret Production Company. All right. I would like to make a dedication to a very good friend of mine. Her name is Marianne Capaldi, and she's not doing too well these days. And but I had the privilege of working at her restaurant for 10 or 15 years. Capaldi's Restaurant, Ristorante Capaldi, if you please. And she and her husband, Larry, a wonderful man who we still enjoy his friendship, and both of their friendships, actually. And Capaldi's Restaurant, yeah, they had a nice piano in there, and it was considered one of the upper-class restaurants there on Tuscarawas was here in Canton. And I made a lot of friends there. And so I'd like to dedicate this one. This is Marianne's favorite song. It's called The Dream of Old One.
Dancing.
Oh, I'm getting comments over the iPhone too, the instant message. My kids were dancing.
That was my niece and nephews.
And Linda says, just brought back wonderful memories of high school days. Oh, thanks. Linda is my star singer on in my band, my little big band, Timeless. And she's our country sweetheart, and we just love her. And the way she sings Patsy Cline, it's just great. In fact, we have a big show coming up this
Saturday
mm-hmm. over at
Perry Library.
Perry Library. And it's the kickoff for the bicentennial of Perry Township. So speaking of birthdays, you know, that's something you all are forgetting out there. Call me and we'll sing happy birthday to your friends. Now, we're going to sing a happy birthday to Perry Township, me and Jan here, and invite you and remind you to, do you have that poster? Is that poster laying around here?
Yeah, I'll get it.
I'm not sure who to call if you want tickets. It's a fundraiser for the festivities that are going to follow in the next few months. So this is the kickoff event. And to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, Perry Township,
happy birthday to you.
Honey, you didn't wait for me.
Let's see now, I'm not sure how to get the tickets here.
They just have to call Perry Library, maybe.
There we go. Just call Perry the Exploration Gateway, which is fancy name for the Perry Library Exploration Gateway, since it's on a beautiful wooded lake. And the tickets are $25 a person. So
or 50 a couple.
So I'll be there with my... I want to thank David Dolan, too, for spearheading this effort. David Dolan is my trumpet player in Timeless. And he's a banker and a pretty impressive guy. And I want to thank him for... He sits on the Perry board, I guess. Oh, what is he? Well, something like that. Mm-hmm. A man of influence, shall we say. So I want to thank him for getting this going. We have this wedding band here, or this band called Timeless. And, we do a lot of old-time music, thanks to my granddaughter, some updated music. But I think it'd be a perfect band for a 50th anniversary, maybe a second marriage.
Any party,
a big birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's... Please do it. You would love it. And since we're still building, we'll give you a really fabulous price. All right. That was the dream of Olin for Marianne Campaldi. All right. Well, I was actually not quite finished with my comments to children. I write some children's music, especially for church, and I've written some, shall I call them, morality songs. I wouldn't exactly call them Sunday school songs because, I don't know, I can't imagine them being sung routinely in Sunday school. So I don't know what we're going to do with them. I guess sing them over the air like we're doing. But my youth choirs at church, we like this, and we sing it for whenever we can, usually for gatherings and suppers and stuff. But here's a song I wrote a couple years ago. It was inspired by the Irish washerwoman. And it's trying to teach children that it's fruitless to seek revenge. I was trying to explain, what does revenge mean, children, in classroom the other day? So got some interesting answers. So you try to talk about turn the other cheek, you know. Well, here's my attempt to weave that lesson into a song. I actually had to sing this song at least a year before they got on to it. They, of course, had never heard the Irish washerwoman. But here's how it goes. I say do unto others as you would have others to do unto you. It is perfectly true that the way to contentment is perfectly clear. So just open your heart, put away every fear. Lord, you are pointing the way. We will follow you happily day after day. Faithful to Jesus will be, because as good as your money ever will be. Get away from the noise and distraction that follows you round like a shadow that's keeping you bound, cause your heart wants to whisper a secret to you. So just sit and be quiet a minute or two. Lord, you are pointing the way. We will follow you happily day after day. Faithful to Jesus will be, cause as good as your money ever will be. To return good for evil is what the Lord shows. It is genuine pain, but you know how it goes. That as sure as you're sitting, the guy you've just bitten will sneak up behind you and flatten your nose. Lord, you are pointing the way. We will follow you happily day after day. Faithful to Jesus you'll be, cause as good as your money ever will be. Honor the Lord in your everyday life, you will reap a reward that will pop out your eyes. It may come from a beggar or drop from the sky, but whatever it is, it will be a surprise. Lord, you are pointing the way. We'll follow you happily day after day. Faithful to Jesus will be, because as good as your money ever will be. Okay, keep dancing, kids. I want to play it once. Thank you. Esther. Esther. And we all fall down.
That's adorable.
You should see my children's eyes pop out when I sing that line about they'll sneak up behind you and flatten your nose. You know, I guess that's not the kind of song I would sing at the presentation of the gifts, but it certainly helps teach a lesson. So anyway, I was talking about Lois. I guess there's a couple of dedications going strong here today. One is to Lois and her noble effort with Cabaret Production Company and her companion company, which is the nonprofit called Rainbow Repertory. Lois is a playwright, and she writes plays concerning women's rights and minority rights, and she does a great job. And she and her I think Kathy's an author too, and but anyway, this brings back the story, the first show I did with Lois. I don't know if I ever told my Rhapsody in Blue story about Lois or not.
I don't remember any.
I think I was in the beginning stages of a heart attack when I played this for her Gershwin show. I remember the sweat was in big beads on my forehead. I said, I'm sitting there thinking mentally. You know, you try to control your thoughts when you're playing a huge piece like Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. I was not having a very good time controlling my thoughts. I'm thinking, this is the last time I'm doing this. I am sick of this.
And you were playing so beautifully.
I was sick of the tension and all that. Oh, my gosh. It's just... But anyway, I'm here today, and I'm going to play a little bit of Rhapsody in Blue, but... So certainly not the whole thing, and I've got a little music up here to comfort me, which my wife is going to turn the page. So this is dedicated to Lois and Marty, the Rhapsody in Blue. Thank you. Rhapsody in Blue. I really love that second theme. And I just want to, for all of you who are sitting there thinking, oh man, he didn't get to my favorite part. Here's a little of that. I love this love theme from the same piece of music.
Lovely, darling. That's my favorite part of that song.
All right. Well, that's good. Well, you know what?
What?
I didn't do my harp numbers that I had on my list.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing to do now.
Okay.
We're looking for sponsors. And if you have a product you'd like me to talk about, if you want to dedicate a whole program to a loved one who's passed on, or anything you'd like to do, you can sponsor a show. And shows are only $59 to sponsor. That's a pretty good deal. And don't forget, all my archives are up, thanks to the fine technicians at BBS Radio for a good-looking show page, and the archives are up there. I've got about, what, 5 shows up
there?
Yeah,
this is our 6th show.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is so cool.
And this show will be on in probably next couple of days.
It takes a couple of days, but
right.
You'll see them there. Have fun listening. So you give me a call. If you want more detail, how to get the check to me or whatever, just give me a call. Either through the station at BBS Radio, or you'll find my email address there on my show page too. Well, I've got my harp sitting here. My poor wife has been tripping on it. I'm sorry, darling. We'll have to do better with this next time. But
it's nothing new, honey. I'm tripping all over the place here anyway. This is a music room in every sense of the word. There's 2 baby grands sitting here. There's like 5 keyboards. There's, oh my gosh, there's cellos, there's horns, there's violins, and the harp. And so
every musician that comes in here, their mouth drops open. They say, I want a room like this. Every normal female that walks in here, it's the opposite reaction. You can see their countenance sing and say, oh my God, I'm glad I don't have a husband like this.
There is some order though in your chaos, honey. But only you know what it is.
I would like to dedicate this next number to a wonderful woman in hospice right now. And I just pray that Spirit will raise her up. And But her name is Barb Lords, and I met her years ago. Maybe 12 years ago. I was going through a pretty hard time, and I went up to Unity Church, and first of all, met the all the nice people there that were running the Course in Miracles. Yeah, that was it, Course in Miracles. I just loved my teacher. Her name is slipping my mind. My wife's shaking her head. She doesn't remember. Love this woman. I'll think of it, and I'll call her and have her listen to another show. But I would like to dedicate this to Barb Lords, and because she gave a seminar on some things back at the Unity Church, and I loved her little meeting. And so here you are, Barb. Here's a song called "You Are So Beautiful to Me." It's a Joe Cocker song. Take that microphone and kind of swing it my way.
Sure. Do you want me to hold it?
No.
Okay.
Thanks. To you, Barb. God bless you, and we love you. And I try to go out to hospice every now and again and play. I sit in one hall and play a little bit. Then I roll my harp to the other side and say a little bit, play a little bit. And it's a lot of nice people out there. Hello goes out to Becky, the director of the volunteers. I started out to be a volunteer, you know, in the general program, and I soon decided that that wasn't going to be my cup of tea. Not because I'm afraid of people in transition, not that at all. It's just that you can't do everything, and I felt like music was my larger gift. So, it's really great. I was charmed talking to Marty the other day, or just yesterday, and he was talking about a funeral or something. Did you know? And I didn't know that it was a Jewish tradition to sit with the
body overnight.
That's very nice. I mean, I've thought about campaigning for having some better palliative care traditions in our country. I guess it all came about because I read the Tibetan Book of the Dead many years ago, and they have some wonderful traditions where they also sit and they actually read the Tibetan Book of the Dead for several days. They have that vigil.
When they have a funeral, you mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The body is never left alone.
Right.
And I was just charmed to hear that, that exists in the Jewish tradition. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really, really amazing. So I've had a lot of interesting reading in my past. And well, I guess just share little tidbits now and again. So, anything else you can think of that we need to do here, darling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's see how I did with my list here. Oh, hey. I forgot the star song for today.
Yeah. What's that, honey?
That's Amore.
Oh,
and
yes.
And I even had my harp or my accordion out.
Well, you've got a few minutes. You
All
better
right.
grab it.
Hold on. Don't leave, everybody. Don't leave.
He's moving the 90-pound harp out of the way.
Yes.
And bringing the 35-pound accordion in.
Yeah. You better have some muscles that work good when you're in the music business.
Yeah.
In fact, that's the only reason I lift weights, so I can continue to have enough strength to...
Lift your instruments.
Yeah. Hey, you got it. You got it. All right. Well, the old accordion is on. And there we go. If I can find the C button. I enjoy doing Italian theme parties. And I know a lot of the old, Italian-American songs. I don't speak Italian, but. Here's one of my favorites. After I play an hour of Beethoven and a bunch of serious stuff and then haul this out and go among the tables and sing That's Amore, you can believe the mood changes. So sing along with me out there, okay? When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When your eyes seem to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. I'm so sing ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and I sing Vita Bella. I'm so fay, tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella. When the stars make you drool just like pasta fazzoli, that's amore. When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream and you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore. what's the Dolce Vita? How do they say to life in Italian?
I don't know.
Sweet life, Dolce Vita. Alla vita. I don't know. I forget. But anyway, hey, it's been good to be with you, everybody, and I hope to see you and hear you next week. Don't forget, I can be reached at 888-627-6008. One more time, 627-6008. Thanks again to Carol and Ron Eshelman for calling in. And if they're still on the line, have a great day. And thank you, Janice.
You're welcome.
It's always nice to be with you. And maybe next week we can do a couple Greek songs, like Zorba the Greek or something like that.
No, okay.
All right. So, all right, everybody. We're signing off. Bye-bye.